Smoke it.
Friend of the show, what was his name? Chumbus.
He wakes up in bed and he's just fucking Hal from Malcolm in the Middle.
Real quick before we jump into this, this is the second to last episode of this. The next time you see us doing this, that will be the finale.
Betwixt the ruby seas, deep in the eye of the storm, a bastion of beef and hope lies nestled in the sand. Four men almost lost to the deep now find tranquility within its walls. And now they're inviting you in for a tale unlike anything you've ever heard before.
Don't flex.
Hi, it's me. Nice to meet you.
Courtney, cut all of that.
Hello, small character.
I'm Charmander.
Small character, what's your name?
My name's Charmander. I recently learned a new trick.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Charmander. What's your role in the podcast. Beef Boys going to be? Obama. Interesting. Do you have a YouTube channel, Charmander?
Charmander.
And I am so proud of myself for eating diarrhea, and I'm so happy I have diarrhea in my stomach, and I hope you enjoy watching me eat my diarrhea.
Okay, thank you, Charmander.
All right, that's going to be a recurring character on the Beef Boys. It's Chai, everyone say thank you, and hello
everybody
to Charmander.
Everybody say thank you, Charmander. Yeah, everybody welcome the new
and
Beef Boys.
And he's dead. Okay, well, never mind. Charmander's never coming back on the show. But thanks anyway. Welcome to Beef Boys. You were back.
Hi.
My worst night of weed. This is the first thing on the show, Doc.
Uh-oh.
Whose first night of weed? Yours?
No, my worst night of mead. My worst night of mead. Yeah, I got fucked up at the Renaissance Fair.
Faded at the Ren Fair off the fucking mead.
Y'all getting crossfaded.
Trying to pick up a fucking maid. Fucking...
I got slapped by a barmaid. Yeah. It was not a good time. Okay, so the other day I went to... And I recently got like a Twitch or YouTube payout from streaming. And I was fuck it. I'm just going to make a really dumb purchase. So I bought... Thank you. I bought a $48 joint. It was like 40%. Cannabis or some shit. Yeah. Like it was
and
a big boy.
Mustard.
I still have half of it. I've smoked it like two or three times at this point, and it gets me plenty. But the first night, I was wildly unprepared for the adventure I was about to go on.
Your brain just
so went. I smoke it. That is literally what happened. I start smoking. I'm vibing. I cough pretty hard because I went a little harder than I needed to. So we come back inside. Jared is chilling with us. Courtney's playing, I think, God of War or was watching something. And I'm just standing against the counter in the kitchen. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, whoa, I'm getting pretty high. This might be the highest I've ever gotten. And as it continues to climb, my throat gets more and more like... Like, I'm coughing more. I'm having trouble swallowing.
Yeah.
So I start sipping the water, the agua. And as I sip more and more water, and I keep, my throat does not heal up, I get more and more full. And as we all know.
I'm about to bust.
If I get too full and my throat starts acting up, I am in critical danger of throwing up.
Right.
So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, oh, God. I'm going to die tonight. I just know it. And I'm staring at both of them.
I paid $50 to die.
Exactly. I'm staring at both of them, and I am so high and so scared of throwing up in front of them and admitting how high I am. I'm like...
Mommy, I threw up.
I'm stun-locked in my own brain. There's just a loop. And I'm looking
Courtney's
at Courtney,
break
and I
up
want
with you
to
for
sit
being
down. Yeah, exactly.
I'm terrified
like,
of my
done.
Girlfriend of 7 years of finding out I'm too high
her.
In this one moment.
Am I the asshole? My boyfriend got too high.
So I killed him.
So I can't.
Relationship advice. My boyfriend spent $48 on a joint.
Should I get rid of him? So I'm looking at her, and I really want to sit in the chair so I can try. Just puts me on the black market. Because I want to sit down. I want to, like, try and just ride this out and, you know, just, you know, be okay. And I'm looking at Courtney, and I am in my head going over a million different ways how to normally say, Courtney, can you check your phone? Because I texted her, dude, I'm super high. Can I please sit down? And she wasn't looking at her phone. So I'm sitting there just like locked in fear, thinking, how can I
how do I talk to this woman? Couch that can fit four people on it.
I realized that, but I was very high, and I just wanted my chair because that's like that's my safe zone.
Right.
You know,
I
wanted something
spot.
Familiar to just be like
it's a bonfire.
Yeah, my bonfire exactly.
Like a fucking,
I was gonna light
like
the bonfire.
Fireworks are going off.
Exactly, I wanted to
I
hide
lay under
the
this
table.
Specific shoe, or I will be in danger.
He's like humping while pissing.
Exactly.
You rest on, you rest on the
that's
couch.
That's what Courtney's going to break up with him.
You rest on the couch and the joint respawns and you have to find it again.
Yeah, and I'm like, I start freaking out. I'm like, it's back. So I'm looking at her and I'm like, there's a million different like, hey, Courtney, check your phone. Hey, Courtney, can you check your
phone?
Hey, babe. Hey, babe, can you check your phone? And I finally spit it out, and it was, I was so high, it felt like I listened to a recording of myself doing a take I didn't know I did. Because I just
that
hit this, like,
to me when I'm
hey, Courtney.
High.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I hit it, and I'm like, hey, Courtney, can you check your phone? And she reads it, and she's like, are you pretty high? And I was like, yeah, I need to sit down. So
dude,
I
Jared's
sit down.
Probably sitting there in between the two of you, like, oh, he just told her, like, they're going to cook me tonight.
Yeah,
like, they're gonna cut off my legs and turn them into fucking turkey
like,
bacon.
Like this is it?
Like why
finally.
Are they? Why is he actively communicating on a phone when we're all sitting together? Yeah. We're best friends.
So I sit down. It doesn't help. I get up to go throw up. I know it's coming. I throw up just this orange watery shit. Mm. Like it's just nothing. I am. Mm. You know, I'm.
And I am so proud of myself for eating diarrhea.
Myself for eating diarrhea, exactly. And it all came back out. So I'm throwing up. I flush it. It's a bad time. And then I start really coughing.
Are you feeling
coughing.
Better?
Not really. Sort of. Yeah. But what
high
happens
puking
next,
doesn't really help.
Yeah, it
doesn't.
Nah.
Yeah, no, it does not help at all.
It just ruins
so
the high because now you've puked.
Yeah.
So, well, exactly. And I cough up this tiny little thing that has some blood on it. And
Scrappy
it also kind of
Scrappy Doo is controlling him.
He couldn't get out of his chest door, so he just forced Andrew to fucking throw him up.
Throw him up.
Power.
Scrappy, what are you doing?
Puppy power!
But I'm looking at it and it looks like again, I'm so high. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, it's probably just phlegm.
Yeah.
But in the back of my head, like, what if that was a chunk of your lung, bro? What if this is it?
That's such an extreme.
Courtney comes in. She's like, Andrew, it's just mucus. Like, you're not dying, okay? And I'm
just,
sitting on the floor.
You just turn your guts inside
I look
inside
awful.
Out.
Yeah.
Did she really say it like that, bro? Like, you got to care for your homies when they're freaking out on the green, bro.
Yeah.
No, she was
she's
all right.
Like,
she,
Andrew,
she
it's
in,
just fucking
like,
phlegm, you fucking... Loser,
you
can you come back
bitch,
in the living
pussy.
Room? We're watching fucking Paddington 2. It's the middle of the movie, bro.
Courtney didn't do that. She was very nice. She calmed me down. I'm like, okay, I'm not dying. I'm staring at the bowl. I'm kind of coming down off of it. And that's exactly as Kudo said earlier. I'm like, I spent $50 to have the worst night of my life. And then I said, I'm going to go play video game. Best night ever. Donuts, Sly Cooper. Okay, ate too many donuts, but not too bad. I just ate a little too much. And then I don't remember the rest of the night. I think I went to bed.
Well,
let's go, bro. That's
what a night. What a story.
Yeah. So
that was,
did
that
you really
was
play
my,
Sly Cooper?
My $50 joint story.
It was
that was the night you got your PlayStation, right?
That was the night I got the PlayStation.
That's
yeah.
a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a my vibe-y boys, night.
Yeah. Well, besides the vomit and the thinking you were dying. Outside of that.
Yeah.
That's just like his power up.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to get through that.
Yeah.
It has like a brief negative effect, and then it's positive after that.
Yeah, and then he can spit bloody phlegm on people and give them AIDS. It's a damage over time.
Girl blood.
Girl blood.
For reference, the normal joint was like $8, I think. Mm.
No, yeah, that's more money than I spent the 13 days I was there on weed and alcohol.
Oh yeah,
like,
$48.
I will
for
not
a
be
joint
doing it again.
Money.
No, yeah, like before he got high, he sent that to me, and I was just like, why? And then he got high and never answered. But then the next day, I was like, bro, why you spend $50 on a joint?
Yeah,
he's just like, hey.
What
sometimes
makes it $50? Like what?
Yeah,
they have golf
the
flights
experience,
or something?
Well, the experience he had. I'm assuming that is for people who are looking to get as far away from reality as they can without taking like
and
illegal like mushrooms or acid.
Sure.
No, it's like four people that are like, yo, this is about to be the best night ever. But Andrew don't got like the like motherfuckers that would do that would be like 10-year smokers. Like you're not really.
Exactly. You gotta be on your Snoop Dogg level to be able to handle.
Well, exactly. And,
that's like a bottle
fully
of champagne or some shit.
Yeah.
To answer your question though, THC is like super high. The terps are pretty high, and the terps are basically
Welcome
what
to
like
420
gives
cast.
It.
Bro, we're all in front of green screens.
Apparently, the thing has like 50 hits in it. That's what it says. It's
sure.
like,
can you handle
50
it?
50 hits to get
like,
to the center.
No,
of this fucking
I can't.
Does it actually have a threat on it? Does it
yeah, no. It's like, can hang on. Let me go get it.
show us this fucking Dark Souls boss of a joint.
So this is called the baller badass joint.
That makes it so much more embarrassing.
That's like, I bet the guy who came up with that title is like a 45-year-old cholo who like is really into like, he's like a Raiders fan and he likes Pac-Man. And he's like,
okay, hang on, I'm incorrect.
Joint.
What?
So the like the group is called Baller Joints, and then underneath that it says Badass Joints. And then under that says diamond infused joint.
Does it have like a skull?
And then under that it says grunts.
And a wolf.
There's no way it has diamonds in it.
Yo, my man's smoking the grunts.
It says 50 full size tokes. Can you handle it with two skulls on either side?
I knew there would be skulls. I said, is there a skull on there?
That isn't
total
like, if
THC.
If you're high, that would be like, and you saw that and there was skulls on it, you'd be like, what have I done?
Yeah.
I am dying.
It's like a hot
so
sauce.
So it says.
Yeah,
total THC
exactly.
518.93 milligrams.
Smoke it.
Total cannabinoids 40.29%.
Light it up right now.
Smoke
Andrew.
It.
Smoke it.
Go, 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 go.
Peer
Andrew's
pressure.
Gonna die live on the podcast.
And now he's gone. And at this moment,
he goes
Andrew
all the way down to
the
gas station.
Very far away from here.
Yeah, he goes to get a lighter, and it turns into like a whole Skyrim quest. He gets fucking picked up by a dragon and flown to fucking Greenland.
Cuts to Andrew, and he's just like clipping up the Alaskan mountains, like
on a horse.
Yeah, on a sideways horse.
Yeah, but it's just Courtney, but like her body's all contorted to like a horse model,
like the donkey video where it's fucking. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, it's him and it's fucking Tommy Wiseau from The Room.
Yeah. He's back. He has returned.
This is a green lighter, so you're not going to be able to see it. It's going to be invisible.
Yo.
I'm just going to be like,
you're just going to make fire out of nothing.
That's my superpower.
It really is like Skyrim.
So this thing is also kind of nasty because all of the like smoke from smoking it was just hanging out in here. Yeah. So it kind of just makes me feel ill just
I hate this. Yeah, the smell of like a half cooked one is awful.
Yeah,
god, it's gonna smell awful in here.
Light
for days
it. Here, let's play some gangster baller, whatever the fuck it's called, music. He's lighting it up.
Don't flex, you fucked my 5-minute joke.
Oh, sorry.
I was playing the default music so I can hit the anger music when he jeeps it.
Sorry.
And you played another song.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's funnier that you did that.
All right, Andrew, don't get silly with it. That's three.
He's getting right. silly.
Three? Jesus, I wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah, we said one. You said one. hey, listen. However you feel.
Yeah. Okay.
After
okay.
This,
anything that happened. Yeah. Exactly.
It's that. That's on you. That's on
yeah,
you.
Yeah. However you feel is on you.
Yeah.
Suck my dick.
What the fuck?
You know how fucking Snoop Dogg's just smoking weed all the time. Do you reckon he's smoking that sort of stuff, or do you reckon he's just like, puffing on the weakest stuff possible just to kind of have like a continual buzz? Because there's no way you could just live off joints like
there's
that.
There's a third option, Kudos. There's a third option.
It's tobacco.
No, he doesn't like weed. He has to keep living this.
Nah, that's not, there's no way. That's
he
not,
gave it up years ago.
There's like no way. When he leaves the room, he's like, oh, God, I hate this shit. I'm done.
if you had to make me bet on like one weird like trope of like a celebrity, like the Rock only has muscles or some shit, like
yeah.
The
his muscles are
Snoop
fake.
Snoop Dogg being yeah, I would believe the Rock's muscles were fake before I believe that Snoop Dogg didn't like
yeah, weird. No, that's true.
Yeah, but it is kind of a funny thought though, like if like because that is
no,
the
it
only
is, it
defining
is.
Personality about Snoop Dogg, like yeah, he was like a rapper and stuff.
Oh,
like,
come on, no,
listen, I'm saying,
bro,
now
he
like,
pioneered
he,
like,
I know I understand that, but I'm saying when you think Snoop Dogg, you know, you think like fucking, you know,
the first thing you think of is
weed.
Yeah.
And, you know, like he even tried,
I think,
to
of drop it like it's hot.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah,
but he tried to like rebrand his whole He tried to like rebrand his whole thing as like a fucking reggae artist because he tried to like double down on the weed shit. So it would
oh
be
yeah,
funny.
What was it? Snoop Lion?
Yeah, Snoop,
it was Snoop
Lion.
And
Snoop Zilla.
Wait, Snoop Zilla?
He did that
Snoop
briefly.
Zilla.
That was because he's
evolving.
He smoked too many big gangster blunts. Was it big badass blunts or
big
whatever?
Big baller badass.
Yeah, it was big baller blunts. Yeah.
He smoked too many of those and he changed to Snoop Lion and then that flopped and then he changed to Snoopzilla and then that flopped and then he just went back
I
to
I never
should
have smoked those big baller joints. Now I'm Snoopzilla.
Yeah, it's not even. Angry. It's not even. It's interesting because it's not even like it like massively flopped. It's just like he's so famous and set in stone. It's like. Nobody wants to see you like innovate. Just keep being Snoop Dogg for 20 years and then die and like
that'll do.
You know, like you're good. You got the cool thing. You're
stood the test of time. Like no one expects.
No one's like actively looking for you to do anything. We just like that you exist.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like, can you imagine if, like Snoop Dogg like switched it up and was like, "Hey man, I like tequila now." And like what would the public word be on?
And
I'm
die
big,
in like 5
I'm big
years.
Into drinking. I've given up weed.
And he gets really fat and disgusting looking, gets a liver disease and dies in 3 years.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to drink. He just drinks like how he smoked. Like he's just fucking just taking shots all day and just fucking.
Thought you could
really
do
depressing.
This shit every day.
Yeah. You can't even speak to him. It's just everything's.
It just becomes a severe alcoholic. It's really depressing. I did put a pin in something I wanted to bring up before. Friend of the show, what was his name? Chumbus. Our friend who gave us sex advice back in like episode 13.
Yeah.
Don't have
69 when you're full or head busy.
Yeah, exactly. That guy. There's a really funny screenshot we have where him and his girlfriend were having an argument on Facebook about like, I think that he was going to move. They were moving to a chicken farm because he wanted to move there and work there. And she was mad because she didn't want to work on the chicken farm. So they were
I gotta be honest, fair enough.
I mean,
completely
it's,
fair,
it's
on her
fair enough.
Yeah. But they were having this argument on Facebook, and then at one point he just says like, "Babe, can't you see my face? Can't you see how like look at my face and see the emotion?" He said something like that.
Like
which
were
implied
in the same room as her.
Yeah, that implied they were in the same room, just
babe,
commenting on each other's Facebook posts.
Do you think like what was the existence of people like that like before they had the internet to like unload every thought they have onto it?
Yeah.
Like to get to the point where you're arguing with your girlfriend in the same room over Facebook and that's how you communicate with each other, like that is a massive step from like normal reality.
No, yeah.
And I just wonder, obviously he's just fucked in the brain and always would have been or will be. But I wonder if this was like 1970, like what would he fill his time with besides posting 30 times a day on Facebook? It's so interesting.
He probably
me,
just
the
lives
internet
at the pub.
Just absorbs people like that.
Yeah.
No, I'm 90% sure he literally just lived at the pub.
Yeah.
Here we go. I've got the screenshot here. I'll put it in beef. I'll put in butchery so that that stupid fucking woman we pay can read this.
That stupid dumb bitch has a name.
I'll be Chumbus's girlfriend.
I'll be Chumbus.
I'll be Natasha, who's the third the character that kicks this whole thing off.
Okay.
I'll be me.
All right. Yeah, and Andrew, you provide commentary.
Yeah.
Congrats on your new job, P-Man. I'm sure you and woman will love the chicken farm, smiley face.
Chumbalina. Remember, we decided on Chumbalina.
Oh, so yeah. I'm sure you and Chumbalina will love the chicken farm.
We sure will.
I am not looking forward to it.
You won't be until we start getting used to it and the problems and everything like moving and packaging and how we are moving and the room start to get messy.
No.
What?
It's because I don't want to work on a bloody chicken farm. You do. The only reason why I'm doing this is for you, Chumbus.
Thanks, Chumbalina, but...
Sorry.
It's okay, love.
I love you.
I love you lots, and you CNC the smile on my face right now, eh?
No, not really.
I'm just imagining, like, sitting there just waiting for her to look just like this.
What the fuck? That's such a creepy face. I've never seen you do that before. Anyway, that was my tangent.
That's beautiful. Shout out Chumbus and Chumbalina.
Speaking of love, fucking Doplex, I guess, loved something, and now it made him sad.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Prove it.
Yeah, so I put in talking points post-media depression, and I wanted to get your boys' thoughts on this, and also the viewers and listeners, because I feel like as consumers of media, video games, books, movies, we all get this way. I just beat God of War Ragnarok, and I feel like this happens to me like every time like I finish a very good video game, where you just get this like it's like a diet depression. It's like. It's not because of anything that happened in the game. It's not because, like, the story was sad or anything like that. But it's just that you feel like you've gone on this, like, super long journey, and now it's over. So I wanted to get your boys' thoughts on that.
Okay.
It's a monkey stepping into a Home Depot.
Okay.
Take it away.
I didn't hear any of what.
I did. I was clapping, but I was still listening. So I think I brought something like this up a few months ago when I was talking to you about and you didn't seem to understand what I meant, where I said post-concert depression, where it's like you go to a really good concert and then you're like all sad for like a week because it's like bro, that was epic. So I absolutely post-media depression definitely do be hitting. Honestly, it's part of the reason I don't really watch like a lot of like TV shows, because it's like I don't want to get like attached to something and then never get it again,
right?
So it's like that shit do be it definitely be real.
Is it not beautiful to enjoy something that's good, though?
No.
Than well, to be afraid of what will happen when it's over.
It is, but I just know that in other points of my life, it'll be like, okay, now is... Like, I know one day I'll wake up and I'll be like, Better Call Saul, I want to watch that so bad. Yeah. I want to watch it now, but I just know... It's always happened in my life. I'll wake up 2 years from now and want to watch a show that I haven't...
Yeah.
And it's like, I'll be happy that I saved it. But,
dude, that's kind of me. How I watch movies, because I'm always looking like a goob because I haven't seen so many famous movies.
Yeah.
But I was, what was I doing? I can't remember, but it was sometime within the last year, I was like, man, Blade Runner sounds like a vibe right now, and I've never watched it.
Yeah,
I watched it, and it was fucking epic. And I was like,
you said the same thing with 100%. All the Marvel movies. You said one day you woke up and you're like, this is it. And you binged all of them.
I binge watched all of them.
Yeah. And then you went and bought a $48 pop vinyl.
I got it. I went and downloaded it all.
Oh, yeah, Doublex, what was your question? Was it like, do you have a specific one you have, or do you have?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, okay. My question was like, because I have had this feeling over a lot of different things. So I'm curious, is there anything notable for you guys? Like, have you guys played a really good game recently and you're like, man, I'm sad that's over. Now I'm kind of sad.
I feel Red Dead, which are obviously big ones just because you get so obsessed with the story.
I would probably say Red Dead as well.
Just you finish it and you're like, fuck!
That was
but also,
do you do what with the story?
When you finish the story, you get like, you know, you get so absorbed in it and everything and like obsessed with the characters and everything. And then when it's over, you're like, it's even more depressing when it's a game.
So if you're like, you know what, fuck it, I'm a cowboy now. Fuck you. Fuck you, I'm a cowboy now.
How you doing, fella?
I believe the age of consent should be lower.
Yo! That there's Grimace.
this is my cowboy paraphernalia.
Cowboy accessory.
Yeah.
Gone what we said before, like when you finish a game like The Witcher, what really depresses me is when you keep trying to play afterwards and all of the like NPCs that you had like these big intense conversations with and like these big story moments, you go talk to them, they just have like default answers.
Oh yeah, just like, yeah. Hello. Hello.
Yeah, that shit kind of hurts.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, like you are so full of life.
Now look at you, a shell of your former self.
I think for me, it's still kind of Lord of the Rings because I don't really watch it much anymore. Oh. I kind of do like a planned, you know, like people that smoke a lot, like don't do it so that when they do, it's epic.
Yeah.
Whatever that shit is, yeah. Like planned fucking
tolerance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Like,
I'm doing Black
so like
Panther
I only watch
this weekend.
Yeah, I only watch Lord of the Rings every few years now, so it's like because I don't want to like burn. Like I want it to like stay special for my
sure.
whole life because
yeah.
I watched it well over 100 times
yeah.
as like an adolescent. So every time I do watch it, every time I finish watching all three, I'm like, damn, I'm not gonna get to see this for like three years.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Kind of that,
yeah.
But
that makes sense.
I get post media depression with like every game I play, unless
yeah.
it's like Call of Duty.
Right.
Or like every movie
imagine?
I watch, it's just like, damn it. Especially old shit. It's like I watched Master and Commander the other day, which was like or a couple weeks ago, which is like a really big movie in like the early 2000s. It was like it's like Pirates of the Caribbean, but serious,
mm-hmm.
not funny. And even after that, I was like, oh, who's the guy in it? Like Russell Crowe. I was like, oh, he made this like
yeah.
20 years ago. It's not fair, man. This shit's so good, but he probably don't even remember it. It's so sad. So,
Russell,
I don't know
please.
If that's the same thing, but I always get that. I'm just
yeah.
like...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I get that with Malcolm in the Middle.
Fair enough. I mean, yeah, fair enough.
That's the real prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yo, it is.
Better
fair
Call
enough,
Saul's a lie,
man.
Bro.
Yeah.
It's
that's
Malcolm
an honest
in the Middle.
Answer right
yeah.
there.
You know, there is an alternate
that's an
ending
honest
to Breaking
answer
Bad.
Right there.
There is an alternate ending to Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that, yeah.
Yeah, where I think it was actually Bryan Cranston's idea, where it's like he wakes up in bed and he's just fucking Hal from Malcolm in the Middle. And like...
That would be epic.
No,
he's
the,
like,
yeah, yeah
that
that's like an actual
sick.
Thing. There's like an actual alternate.
I mean, it was for
head.
Like I can't remember what it was. It was like SNL or one of that, and that can't be SNL because it was actually
no.
funny. It was
no, I think
it was
like
something
a
like that.
Thing. Yeah, I think it was for the DVD release of Breaking Bad.
It was something goofy like that.
Oh,
yeah, he wakes
yeah.
up next and he's like telling her all about like.
Yeah.
all
I think that's just like funny fan service.
Yeah.
I don't
yeah,
know if it's
yeah,
like a serious alternate ending.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
But if they did do that, I wouldn't even care. I would be down.
Yeah, I'd be totally down for that.
Especially because more people would have watched Malcolm in the Middle because I think Malcolm in the Middle epic.
It's one of the greatest.
I need to watch it honestly.
Yeah, it is.
I've never watched through it.
They're fucking
one of those
reviving it.
I wouldn't go
that
far
around to.
But it's great. it's like a sitcom. I mean, like
it's kind of a sitcom, but also kind of not really. It's like a, it's got the same energy of like,
it's like a cooking show mixed with like a
yeah,
documentary.
It's kind of like Binging with Babish, but like with Frankie Muniz.
I think the thing I got it the most for recently was I finally got caught up and watched through and finished BoJack.
Oh, that's a good one.
That show is so good.
It's a good show.
It is such a well-written show. Mm. It's insane how well. And Will Arnett as a voice actor is that guy a legend.
Yeah.
I love that dude.
I just couldn't get over the fact he's a horse.
I don't know what that is.
He is a horse.
He do be a horse. The only thing about BoJack, though, is like, yeah, I could see how you get like post-media depression from it, but that whole show is just kind of low-key depressing. Like, it's kind of
yeah,
like,
that's what I was
gonna
say.
It's almost
yeah.
a release.
I think that's yeah. why I liked it, or why I felt it so much, because it was just like, I don't know. I really fucked with the story as a whole. So
yeah,
like,
mm-hmm.
when it did get to that point, mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, there's
I
like,
think,
there's
I'm
no
almost
more.
Guy.
There's not going to be a new development
right.
in this like
yeah, that's,
mess of a story.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
over now. Like it's been told.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Plus the song they played at the end. I was like,
let me posit a question off that to the boys.
They played
yes.
the song.
Hit it.
Hit it.
So I typically have an aversion to like purposefully depressing like stories.
Mm.
Really not for movies or plays because it's like it's over within a couple hours.
Sure.
But specifically for like TV or like albums or stuff. Mm. Like stuff that's like, because BoJack Horseman is like I was gonna say clinically, but like it's like well. Not critically either, but it's just like well known to be an extremely depressing
sure,
story,
yeah.
And
it's like infamous.
I kind of even Breaking Bad. It's like Breaking Bad's epic, but every time I watch it, it ruins my whole month. And
that stops me from rewatching.
And at this point in my life, it's like, dude, life sucks so much already. Like I really have only been seeking out like really positive, fun, like fantasy. Mm. Like it can have like ups and downs, but like I don't know. I just like to like escape into media instead of like.
No,
flounder
I'm,
in
I'm
100%
the same. Yeah, that's why I watch a lot of cooking shit, because it's like, or lately we've been, for the last like 8 months, we've been watching Mythbusters, which like, that's just positive fun. There's no depressing anything. There's no high stakes or
that's
whatever.
About as cheery
like,
as you can get.
It's just a very relaxing 40 minutes you could just put on any time of the day, and it's brilliant. Yeah. So I agree 100%. I really don't seek that stuff out, and if I do, it'll be like one episode a week of House the Dragon or some shit like that, you know. It's like I agree 100%.
I totally
shout out to
that.
People who do binge stuff like that regularly, because I find that really hard to. Same with horror movies. I really don't like horror for that reason too.
I do be liking horror, but I just want to say as a disclaimer, I'm not putting that stuff down. Like I'm not saying it's some of the best shit there is.
No, I
but
agree. Yeah.
For me, it's like it has to hit me at the right time, or like Kuda said, like if it's a weekly thing, then it's different. But like anything bingeable, I can't do it. I just have to avert.
I typically
completely get that.
Real quick, I want to clarify. I don't like horror movies, not because I'm like, you know, a big piss baby or anything. I just don't like them because a lot of them are really cheesy and like fall under a lot of. Yeah, I do kind of be a little bit of a piss baby. But a lot of them follow specific tropes that just kind of annoy me.
There's some good horror movies.
No, there's definitely some good ones. But I feel like the overwhelming majority of them fall into like... I'm pretty sure we've talked about here before, where it's like little kid full fist a crayon draws a spooky monster that he saw. And then mommy's like, what are you drawing? Oh, no, I got to go get an exorcist. And then there's like a big fucking...
Okay.
Jared Fogle. Yo, when are they going to do a Jared Fogle?
That's basically the plot of Parasite.
Is that really? This is a big
it's pretty much Andrew. It's a good ass movie.
Yeah, speaking of Lois.
Speaking of
Lois. So I just want to tell a quick story about Call of Duty really quick. So I've been playing Call of Duty recently.
Courtney, put
my name on Call my name on Call of Duty since I switched to PC like 6 or 7 years ago has been Mikakis Too Small.
Yeah.
It kind of looks Russian. It always throws people off. The reason I really like it is not because it's like a funny innuendo, but it like destroys the minds of Call of Duty players. Yeah. Like they don't know how to pronounce it. So they'll just be calling me Kakis and fucking me Smalls and it's just it's funny. But so I fucking I shit on a kid and was like going in on him. I was going in on his mom. I was going in on his fucking dog. I was going in on his fucking car. Like I was destroying this kid. I got the whole lobby laughing at him, and I dropped like 15 kills in a search lobby. And then he reported my account for inappropriate fucking name, because my name is Mikakis Too Small. So they were like, if you don't change your name, we're gonna ban you. I was just like, I can't think of anything funny, so I just changed my name to Lois. It's just Lois. And Lois, nothing else to it. And this kid is fucking I don't know who I told this to. It was either Kudos or Andrew, but I think it'd be really funny if we all got on like a game like Pavlov and our names were just like Lois, Peter, Joe, and
Quagmire or something.
The whole squad
together.
But so my name is Lois, and I guess you can spell it this way, but everyone calls me Lewis, because it's just like, you don't want to be the kid that gets it wrong and calls a kid named Lewis Lois.
Yeah.
And like, I kind of would. That'd be really funny.
Yeah.
But everyone keeps calling me Lewis, and then I'll just like open my mic and go, they'll start laughing. They're like, yeah, what the fuck? But that's one thing.
They all gather around.
Holy fuck, I'm coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but so today I was playing, I thought that was funny, but today I was playing COD, and this is the first time in like 15 years of playing video games online, I've seen this happen where there was a kid on the other team and two kids on my team that were just talking shit the whole game. And I'm just like mediating, but in a bad way. Like I'm getting them to just fucking like go in on each other. It's
like
my favorite
debate.
Like they are going off. Yeah. And then this one kid's like, this one kid's like, hey, yo, like, because we were smashing them. He's like, hey, yo, you a bitch. Like, you might be good at COD, but I'll beat the fuck out of you, you fat bitch. And then the next round was like, yo, who said they beat me up? I'm from fucking Sarasota, Florida. Pull the fuck up. Which people do, but it's like you don't expect the one guy on the other team to be. The one guy on the other team was from Sarasota.
Yo!
So he's like, word, go to the fucking Wawa on Clark Street, you fucking pussy. I'll be there in 20 minutes. This is my car. This is what I look like. I'll beat the fuck out of you. I'm just screaming like, do it. You're a fucking bitch. If someone doesn't die and I don't see it on the news, you're fucking gay. And they start going crazy. And then this one kid who's in the lobby is like in the other kid's room and he's like his best friend and he just got there like he's visiting and they're like half drunk. I left the game when they were all fully agreed that and like leaving and like so I'm really, really I really hope that somehow it gets in front of me like a news article.
Yeah.
And I can see
man shot dead that the these Wawa.
Yeah, like it was so like it was beautiful that like this kid shouted out his town and another kid just on the other team randomly just I don't know, it's just it was fucking epic.
Beautiful.
And
that is
you
crazy.
Should have gone for to that Wawa. Who,
yeah.
Sarasota's like 2 hours away.
Oh fuck.
Okay, gotcha.
I would have happily let you do that trip.
Well,
beef
no,
off
they were
for,
going
for content.
No, I it's not a beef thing. It's that they were going within they were like, I'll beat you there in 20 minutes.
Oh sure.
So I would have loved to have went.
You show up there's just two corpses of like just two random white guys. Like
if anybody who lives in Florida knows where that Wawa is, please tweet us pictures of you standing
on I think
on
it was Clark
ground.
Road. I think I got it right. It was like Clark Road or Clark Road or something.
If you work at that
Wawa on Clark like Road that. In Sarasota, bro.
Yeah.
That's officially like a holy beef ground.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll make a pilgrimage there one day and start
a
fight.
Yeah, to the Wawa.
Yeah, start a fight
and
with
a
someone.
Big fight.
Yeah.
Just fight club in the Sarasota Clark Street Wawa.
We just rent a pickup truck and we all sit in the bed with like tank tops on and do rags.
Yeah. No one's driving.
It's just something. It's something you always hear in like competitive shooters where people are talking shit. It's like, man, you might be good, but you're probably fat. I beat you up in real life, and it's like
you.
I've never, in all the years I've been on Xbox Live and all these games and shit, like I've never seen it. Because it's such an empty threat. You're talking to someone.
Right,
they could be in fucking China, like. But it's such an empty threat, and then it just came back, and like the kid went dead silent for like 10 seconds, and it was like, yeah fuck it, man, I'll meet you there at 8:30, man. But like you could see that his
so
it came back to him, and he was like, oh, like, oh shit.
Maybe it's because I'm an old man now, but like the thought of maintaining your rage at someone in a video game long enough to like get you to drive. Get into a car, drive to the Wawa,
that's
and then like
lot.
Have a physical altercation with someone.
Yeah.
It's like I could definitely see when you're like roided up as and like a teenager.
Yeah, these kids were like 19.
Yeah,
like
I could see
boy,
that. Where you're just
like,
oh, I can see
I need
that.
Proof.
Yeah.
I need proof. I feel like
with
this white woman.
Yeah, well, exactly. They've got something to prove. I just imagine trying to do that at 29 years old.
Yeah,
just like,
yeah
you,
no.
You log off the game and be like, oh, fuck this. I got no obligation to
fuck this.
Fight
yeah,
some
yeah.
guy. And then just order like pizza.
Yeah. Like if I get called fat online, someone's like, you're a fat. I beat you up. Be like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably
fat.
Could.
Hey, I'm fat, but you're not going to beat me up.
Like, I mean, there's a chance you'll beat me up. I don't know how big you are.
I don't know you.
Well,
I could probably fall on you.
Then in between, because Search and Destroy is like, you get one life and you have to plant the bomb. And like, in between the rounds, only dead people can talk to each other and shit.
Yeah.
So like, or you can only talk to your team. But so the round after that, this kid and his friend are like quirked up, goaded with the sauce. Like they're this one kid, like I'm playing obviously, and I'm like mounted, I'm like holding for the protecting a fucking thing, and there's just this kid on mic like, man, I can't even fucking focus, man, I'm so fucking hyped up, like what the, like that fucking pussy really thinks he can fucking fight, like
and it's just kept the energy going.
No, yeah, and it was just, and he was only talking to himself, and he was literally like, "I can't even focus on the game. Like that kid really thinks he." And it's just like, I've never been that like mad where it's like, I can't even go back to play the game again because I'm so upset. Right. And then he's like, he doesn't know that fucking Chad is 6'4" and 185 of, like, he starts going gay as hell on his friend. Like, he's 185 of pure chiseled fucking beautiful meat. He's tanned up.
He's got a nice 8-inch cock.
He's got the V.
That's literally what he started doing, and his friend was like dead silent. It's just so weird.
Really nice.
It was like the most fucking roided up like 18-year-old frat boy I've ever played. It is crazy. He's just like going gay mode on his friend because he's like.
Imagine, he does imagine he's just like, he's like tit, like titsing his socks in the background.
Yo,
just, you know,
he is actually kind of hot. Then they like just have sex in the parking lot.
That'd be epic.
Just start fucking it out.
Like hardcore gay sex. Courtney, can you take us to the questions table, please?
Pamflute Skeleton says, does lemon zest actually do anything for a recipe? Yes. Yes, it does. What kind of fucking question is that?
You're using some GED lemons, not GED.
GED lemons.
Some
adequately
you're eating the lemons from the
lemons.
End of... Yeah, you're eating the lemons from the end of Everybody Hates Chris.
Yeah.
That's what's in the manila folder.
Yeah.
What's the GMO? You're either eating some GMO leggings or you ain't putting leggings.
Leggings!
Someone else talk, dude. I'm fucking okay.
Yo, Jen, this motherfucker already said
what
leggings.
The fuck? What if leggings. What? Mythical good morning leggings.
Yeah, mythical
good mythical morning.
I'm starting up a Leganade
Let's
stand.
Talk about that. Rhett and Link be like, leggings. Let's talk about that.
No, but sometimes you get them big-ass fruits that are like GMO, and like, GMOs are good. They've saved billions of lives at this point. But you get the big old GMO fruits and vegetables, and they taste like nothing because you've expanded the orange three times bigger than it was ever supposed to be. Like, it's sick at that point.
Yeah.
So you either got some shitty lemons or you're not putting enough because it makes a very big, at least in my experience, it makes a very big difference.
It adds a nice floral, lemony taste. It adds a bit of, it's got a zest to it, hence why it's called the zest. It's got like a, it's like concentrated lemon flavor. You don't want too much, but it does add a lot to a dish. If you it's great on some avocado toast, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the camp that it does do something. It depends on what you put it in, but in my experience, because like we've been doing HelloFresh for a long time now, and I'd say like 90% of their meals request you zest a lemon and put it on whatever the fuck. I for some reason I don't like it anymore. Like it's just something happened where like I realized like, yo, this is actually making the vegetables taste worse. Like I said in the Discord, if you fucking zest a lemon, you put on some carrots and you bake it, it'll taste like ass. I don't know why, but it just it adds this like bitterness to it.
I don't even mean to bake lemon zest.
But that's the thing.
Bro, you grew up with all your candy being coated in chili powder.
Yeah, but I think lemon zest.
Usually I see lemon zest like you zest a lemon into a concoction of like herbs and spices or glaze or sauce.
Yeah.
Or
like, I feel like that would be fine.
If it's dry and you bake it, it's going to come out bitter. And
for vegetables, you should just, you know, like some a nice like assorted steamed vegetable. I would just hit it with a little juice. I wouldn't zest it.
Yeah.
Lemon juice all
over. Or if you're going to put the zest on, you put it after it's cooked as like a little garnish on there. That'd be my suggestion.
Yeah.
So anyway, learn to zest
put
better.
Put some lemon zest on your girl's pussy.
Fucking figure out how life works.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, my girl with a zesty pussy.
Yo, can I ask a question before we go on to the next one? Because I forgot to ask you guys this 10 times.
Yeah.
All right. I think I'm asking you if you think the same because I think that air makes food taste different. Like I can eat food inside or outside, but if I start eating something inside and then go outside, the outside air fucks up the whole flavors of my mouth and fucks it everything.
Interesting.
Discuss.
I would agree, and I believe because like what is it like 90% of 90% of flavor comes from your nose.
That's
like
what I was gonna say.
From smell.
That's
what if you're outside where there's like a lot of airflow, I could see that not as much of that gets into your nasal cavity.
But do you guys experience that? For me, like something that tastes good, I could walk outside and it tastes terrible.
No, I've never had it that extreme. I've noticed it tastes different, but I've never been like, oh, this is inedible now.
It's like if you go out
to not inedible, but it's
But like I hadn't really thought about it until you just posed that question right now. But now that I'm thinking about it, if I'm like, if the burgers were, you know, cooked outside or whatever, and then, you know, like they bring it in, everyone's kind of like inside just like getting their plate or whatever, and then everyone heads outside. If I took a bite of that burger took a bite outside, I'm like, what the hell happened?
That's what I'm saying.
It's a different burger.
I've always told my family that, because they're like, well, let's open the door while we eat. And it's like, but you're ruining my dinner. And they're like, no, we don't get it.
Stop it, witch.
Close that door. I'm trying to eat my good hot dog.
I wanted to double check on that. Yeah. Andrew, I think someone wants to ask you a question, or
Andrew,
wants you to read
bro,
this question.
Ask the fucking question.
Sir Boris asked, Sir Boris. He's from Brazil.
Shout out Sir Boris.
Shout out Sir Boris.
Shout out.
What are some good girl baby names?
Chismeralda.
Rex.
Doplex.
Attack and the Power of Juju.
All right.
Juju.
There you go.
Juju. But spelled J E W J E W.
DEFCON 3.
Yeah, DEFCON 3.
DEFCON 3rd.
Yeah.
DEFCON the 3rd. Let me give her a serious one.
I've told you guys about the Australian female name Morag, right?
yeah.
Morag. Yeah, that's a real name.
I feel like if you name
World of Warcraft.
Yeah, right? That's what I said.
If you name your daughter Morag, then like she's destined
to sound like this. I'm Morag.
What if she'll give you like a really cool quest to like one person?
What if she's like a perfect babe? She's just like fucking absolute stunner, but her name's Morag. Do you reckon that would like humble
people? Quests
just come up with
under
a nickname. Yeah.
Maury.
What's up, Morg?
Morg.
Yeah. What's up, Morg?
Guy. Hey, what's that, Morg? How you doing?
Hey, Morg.
Hey, I'm fucking Morgan here. Do you reckon there'd be like, is it Boy Named Sue? Is it Johnny Cash song?
Yeah,
it'd be like that, but for women, it'd be like humble them. keep them in check.
Yeah.
A girl named Morag.
she's an absolute stunner, but her name's Morag, so she can't live off her looks.
Yeah.
Like all beautiful people.
Name your daughter. Name your daughter.
Stew Pickles.
Fucking
Stew Pickles. Yeah, name her Stew Pickles.
Name her
so
fucking
she grows
Oreo.
Up to be a toy inventor.
name her
like some animal name. Yeah, name her Macacus. There you go.
What are serious Jacobs. Baby names? What girl names do you guys actually like?
John.
Lennon.
Fatally Shot.
Grad.
I don't know if we're gonna get a serious answer for this.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. You're asking the wrong.
Yeah, I put this. I put it in here just so we can fucking not give him a good one. Yeah.
Name her spaghetti. Next question.
Name her spaghetti.
Yeah. Name her Sketchy Wiggums. Asks.
Yo, name her fucking baller joint badass.
With a skull at the end.
Name her Bloody Phlegm.
Put an emoji in her name.
Yeah, that's gonna go over really good in like 2050.
Her name just shows up as like a little box with a question mark on it for Android users.
Yeah, that didn't get the update. Yeah. It's like fuck.
Sketchy Wiggums asks, is eating meat cloned from human tissue unethical or adventurous? I think that's your name fits you well.
Yeah.
It does fit him well. I do have a thought though. I think I have an answer.
I'd eat it.
I don't necessarily think it's unethical, but I think it's weird. Like I think if you're going into it, I think people have the right to be like, that's weird. Why are you choosing to do that?
Yeah.
I don't think
like
I can call
N-word
someone a bad
Facebook.
Person.
Like,
I'm hearing it. I want to know where you're going with
it. Like you can say it and not be arrested in America,
right?
But you can ostracize yourself from anything and everything you ever loved.
Oh,
depending on who
okay.
you know and
okay,
you know
I,
you
I
own
got
a,
you, I got
you know you can't
you
go on your small business's plumbing page and drop the N-word and be like, we're doing a sale this week. No. But
use code.
The only toilets you won't unclog are the ones that belong to.
You can do that, but it can also people can rightfully disassociate from
you. You can physically and legally do that, but you shouldn't.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll definitely think you're weird.
But I think I'd eat. I'll eat anything once.
Flip side.
Including humans.
Well, you could argue that humans are the only if someone had to get like a small piece of skin taken off them to grow the muscle, you could argue humans are the only ones who could consent. So technically it would be more ethical than an animal which you have to injure against their consent to do it. What's that?
If the human's dead. Like, what if I die and then like, you know, somebody.
Yeah, why don't we eat dead people?
It's specifically said cloned from human meat.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's like, it's being taken as like a scientific.
What would you guys think?
Like, hey, there's a bicep.
Right.
Yeah. Well, because that's how they do lab grown meat. They take cells from an alive like animal or whatever, like a tissue sample, and then they can like do goofy shit. They put speedy glue on top of it, and it just grows.
Yeah.
So,
what would you guys think about
with an aborted fetus, and then you get like a whole second stick?
Oh my god!
Isn't that what
speaking of aborted fetus? Speaking of aborted fetus, what would you think? What would you guys think of like? So completely lab babies, like they're not like donated or like someone's eggs and someone's cum. Okay. Like they somehow grow babies in a lab and then extract all the stem cells and stuff. Like the baby doesn't really fully grow, and it's like a chicken's egg. Right. The chicken's egg that we eat never has a chance to be a chicken because it never got cummed on.
Right.
It's always just going to be a delicious little egg. Yeah. So like, what if we somehow grew female delicious eggs or whatever?
Babies.
Yeah. But into babies that like they're not even babies. We grow them just into like useful meat, and then we take all the stem cells from it, and then we make us the alive humans. Epic. What do you guys think about that?
I'm just imagining
James,
you're
gonna end up
hatching
on a Tucker Carlson bit with that dude.
That's epic.
He's gonna be like, the liberals. Look at this. They want to take your kids and turn
and
them into chickens.
Them and eat them. Here's a video of an egg hatching, and the egg hatches, and it's just like,
my name's Charmander. I recently learned a new trick.
See? Perfectly capable.
But what do you guys think of that? Would you be down? Like, you could get a stem cell to make your dick bigger. You could get a stem cell to grow 5 inches. You could get a stem cell to fix your mom's breast cancer. And all you got to do is just grow a little chicken egg of a human and take
cool
it
if
I'd be cool with that.
Yeah, if the outcome was like for the greater good of humanity, fuck yeah, let's do it. Let's
if it was it. Just a dumb little fucking mass of cells that has no consciousness and who fucking cares, like,
yeah. That's
bro,
what
do, you know,
yeah.
Do you know how
yeah,
much
right.
cum I flush down the toilet and throw off my balcony every week? Like, it's essentially
exactly.
the same thing and no one cares.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I think I'd be cool with that.
Yeah,
because
cool,
I mean, for the most part, babies are just like organs. They're just extra
they're
organs
just harvestable
until they're born.
They're just
yeah.
little walking batteries. I do like the idea.
Yeah, why
do
we let girls just abort them? Like, why don't we like take them and make them into shit?
I think that's what stem cell research.
If they're gonna die.
I think that's what people think they do with abortions.
That's what they should do. I mean, in reality, if we're gonna get rid of it, and we're agreeing it's not alive and doesn't have a soul and isn't conscious, then it doesn't fucking matter. Turn
zero,
it into something.
Zero waste, baby. Zero waste.
Taxidermy it and hang it on.
It's
your
like mantle. Giving the leftover bagels to the homeless people. It's
can
a
you
no-brainer.
Give a homeless guy a fetus?
Hey, we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
The homeless guy that sits outside the abortion clinic every day for the leftover limbs.
He's got like a little fucking pail just to collect these fetuses that these women are dropping.
He's got a
little
barbecue.
Yeah, they donate like limbs of babies, like change. They just fucking throw it at him.
Oh, they just
roasting
throw a bunch
it
of
on
teeth
a toothpick.
Yeah. Oh, like, God.
What do you think about people who get their dog like turn into a rug after it dies or taxidermy?
Nah, fuck that.
I think that's weird.
Yeah, that is.
Andrew, you like taxidermy.
So here's the thing, and I'm not gonna expect anybody to understand this line of thinking unless you kind of grew up hunting.
Sure.
As soon as it's like an animal I cared for, it's like I want it to have an honor, just like not honorable, just like I don't
want to
see its skin
anymore. You
want
to have a Christian,
you know,
burial,
I don't,
is what you're saying.
It's just like I just yeah, good.
You
want to
forget
burial,
it ever
you know,
existed.
Yeah, exactly.
He wants to have
no,
a Viking burial
just,
where he like sets a boat.
I don't
want to
have a
we did
weird,
that for my friend's phone
you know,
once.
Thing of it there. It's just like I don't want that. But taxidermy, I think is cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, fair enough. Yeah, it's
because at that point it's just like that's a cool.
I'm not
animal.
A big taxidermy guy.
I'm not a big tax guy.
I don't do
I'm not a big tax guy.
IRS, yeah. Fuck you. Come after me, bitch.
What are you going to fucking do? Arrest? Oh,
IRS, can I exchange my stuffed dead dog for one tax, no taxes for the year?
I just realized I think I have to pay something to American tax at some point in the next
few
months. Nah, what are they going to do?
Yeah, what's
go
Joe
to
Biden?
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do? Blow up Australia?
Beef con next year and they fucking arrest me at the border.
They just
you
do
tackle you.
Hey. Where's my money, man? This one comes from NOB Way, which is...
Ebobi.
Also, all these questions are from the fucking Discord, Patreon thing, whatever.
Yeah, get in it.
Links somewhere, whatever. Fuck you.
No, it's not Patreon. It's just Discord. Link in the description. Join the Discord.
Link in the
join description. That. Like, you don't have to pay any money. Why aren't you? You know, you could be in here right now. We're here. We're recording in the Discord. You can see us recording in the Discord.
And only one of us is a pet. And you get the fun is to figure out which one.
Yeah, you get to do a little poll.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, some
we all message you as soon as you join, and then it's like Clue, but a
pet.
Okay.
It's like I Spy. It's Andrew.
It's Andrew in the nursery with a dildo.
It's Among Us with 500 people.
Yeah. All right, so this question comes from NOB Way, a.k.a. Cornelio Fuck, both references to My Immortal, shout out. They ask, how do you feel about metal? What random genres do you have a soft spot for?
I think you meant the fucking...
What?
The,
those are like two
resource.
Separate...
My favorite resource.
I like iron.
Wood.
I like metal.
I like copper.
I like metal
I think me and Doplex are metal guys.
Yeah, we'd be metal guys. We're metal Marios.
Hold on, let's not exclude me from this.
Kudos. Name your favorite metal.
Yeah, what's your favorite material? Steel.
Tungsten. I like
Mastodon,
tungsten.
Probably Mastodon. I like Mastodon a lot.
I thought that was an animal.
I like to masticate my food.
Yeah. I like Mastodon. I like Judas Priest. I like Black Sabbath. I like
a lot of classic stuff.
Yeah, I'm into a lot of the I'm more of a classic metalhead, I guess you could say.
Yeah, classic. Yeah, honestly, like I have a soft spot for like classic metal, like Metallica and shit.
I like a bit of everything, honestly. I'm just chilling. I fucks with a lot of metal.
Yeah, because growing up, my mom was like a huge metalhead. Because of her is why like I grew up to like that kind of music because like growing up like Cartwright's like that was the shit she listened to. You know what I mean? So I have a soft spot for that kind of music, but aside from that, I definitely do like a lot of heavy stuff, which we've talked about ad nauseum. But you know, we'd be liking that heavy shit, some screams.
Yeah, I like metal.
Yeah, we like some metal.
You like metal?
I like all kinds of metal. I like old metal, new metal, middle metal. It's all good, bro.
You really can't go wrong.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I like hair metal. I like power metal.
I love
thrash metal.
That'd be slapping. Yeah.
I like speed metal.
More of I like industrial.
I like prog metal.
I like
I like the blue
I like
man.
New metal. Hey, if you never listened to them, Enobi, you should. It's not like they're like low key, but my favorite metal band ever is Iron Maiden.
Yo,
you should listen to them.
They're an indie I love band. Iron Maiden. Andrew, do you like metal? Oh. Are you a fan of?
I wanted to answer. I wanted to give a little
give
answer.
Give us your answer.
Give us your answer. How do you feel about metal?
I'm not a hater because a lot
he's
of people metal is one of those metal is one of those genres kind of like rap used to be. It's a little more mainstream at this point where it's just like people were kind of either like yeah I love it or people were like rap is crap.
Sure.
You know,
a lot
metal
of that was
one
just
of those
racism.
Genres. A lot of that was racism.
Yeah.
Metal people are kind of like I hate metal that devil music. I just. If it's in the background or like you guys are playing it, I'm like I'll jam to it.
Yeah.
I'm just like
sure. It's not you're like go
I'll bump
to
my head to it.
Yeah.
But it's I don't really listen.
It's
to
my
it.
It's my go-to.
Own.
Yeah.
What random genres do you have a soft spot for?
90s boy bands. I like a lot of.
Mine's like Eurobeat.
Yeah,
Eurobeat. From like 90s early 2000s.
I do love,
and then 90s boy bands. Even I don't even know if that's a soft spot. Like I am openly proud to be a fan of like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys.
Well, that's the thing, right? Because like when I was a kid, right? Like when I was like super young, you know, like everybody else at like my elementary school or whatever, they were vibing to like, yeah, we like rap, we like hip hop, and I'm over here like with my fucking CD player listening to NSYNC, No Strings Attached. You know what I mean? Like Yeah. I've always loved
every child in like a song on YouTube that came out before the 2000s where they're like, yeah. I'm in grade four and all my friends listen to crap, but I listen to this song. And then there's like 500 boomers that reply being
born in the wrong generation.
Yeah, there's like 500 boomers that reply being like, the future's looking bright thanks to people like you. Text my kicker.
I hate that shit, man.
Send me pictures of your butt.
Dude, you know what's crazy? Doplex was in elementary school before I was born.
Is that? Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Or you were a kindergartner, like, before I was born.
I guess I would have been too.
Yeah.
No, not you. I think you would have been a year before that. You would have been a preschooler.
You'd been a preschooler.
I was I was.
If you did go to preschool.
I went to Montessori when I was three. So in 1996. Montessori is like preschool.
There's a preschool.
Whoa. That's where like your kids are really banking. Your parents are really banking on you being a genius that they like unlock their shit at like two.
I mean, it works.
Yo, let's fucking get this guy.
My dad like
swears. Yeah, Kudos is a genius.
My dad swears by it. I can see like both me and my brother went through it.
It definitely works.
Both did pretty good at school. Yeah. Anyway, so I would have been there before you were born. My genre is probably K-pop, and I also found out recently, according to an email I got from Spotify, my most played music genre has changed from rap to something called drift funk. So I really like drift funk. I had to look it up.
Deja vu.
It's like real hardcore, like electronic rap, but it's from Russian drift videos is like where the genre started. Just cunts doing mean ass burnouts. You've definitely heard it in like memes and stuff, but I felt it's such a like, it's so fucking like really hype, like really good stuff to edit to or just like work with in the background because it really gets you.
That's cool.
So yeah, listen to some drift funk.
I'll change my song because I'm a public lover of boy band, but
of boys.
Nightcore is my Nightcore and Ear Rape. I literally listen to Ear Rape music for fun. it just imbues me with energy.
You'll like that genre I just mentioned, James, because it's kind of halfway between the two.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Wait,
like my thing, like when I'm working.
Like
I listen to Ear Rape versions of songs.
Oh, sometimes. So it's just like shit with the bass fucking blown out.
No, like it is fully distorted. Like it's peaking and crunching and screeching. Right. Like you just take a song and just like it's not a bass boost. It's literally it sounds like hitting metal against a fucking chalkboard.
Yeah.
But I don't know that and Nightcore just like that's my like if I'm like if I need some energy quickly, it's like just put on Nightcore fucking AC/DC or some shit. Just like anything.
Every
just
time we touch Nightcore.
Anything Nightcore, that shit.
That should be hitting.
Have you ever found the mythical Nightcore and Ear Rape combination?
You know, in movies when it's like someone's like, it's like all you have to do is stay awake and you're not gonna die, and then they go to sleep and they're like, don't go to, and then they just like I'm fall asleep sleeping. And die. You know, when they're like bleeding out.
Yeah.
So like, me if I had real. To, if you needed me to live there, all you had to do is turn on some Nightcore Ear Rape, and I'm alive.
Yeah.
If you ever need to survive, if you need enough adrenaline to live, turn on some Nightcore Ear Rape every time we touch.
Andrew, what's your soft spot genre?
Andrew, where's the soft spot of your head?
All right, hit it against the wall really hard.
Push it on it.
Push the nail into it really slowly.
Like awesome.
I think I'm a pretty public lover of the hip hop rap genre.
You do be liking.
I won't say that.
Yeah. That's not a soft spot.
Yeah, that's not really a soft spot. My soft spot would also be Eurobeat.
Okay.
But just for the sake of not saying the same shit, I do love old and classic like country or
country western.
I was gonna say you
grew up
like
with
a
it.
Country kind
of. I was also gonna What are you trying to say?
I'll roll with it.
I really like folk music. I'm a big folk music guy. Mm. It's really it relaxes
folk.
Me. It,
yeah,
it
like
brings
folk
me
music.
Joy.
I like folk music.
What the fuck?
Welcome back to Sonic High School, episode 7. Holy shit, we've done six episodes. This is the seventh episode.
We've done too many of these.
God
now, damn. Real quick before we jump into this is the second to last episode of this. The next time you see us doing this, that will be the finale. And then shortly after, you'll see a super cut. But yeah,
the movie.
Hope you enjoyed this so far.
Our annual Beef Boys movie.
Chapter 21. Author's note. Ha, wow, I'm back. I see that I've earned some haters while I was away leaving mean reviews, but just so you all know, this story is rated M and is for mature audiences only. Just because you do not get or understand adult material does not mean you should pass judgment on it. So keep on hating on, haters, because I'm going to finish the story because it is so popular. If you leave nice reviews, thank you.
We put up our middle fingers at the haters.
Yeah, everyone. This
swag
is what we
fact,
think to all haters.
Swag fact number 25 or whatever it is. Fuck the haters.
Yeah, so hey, can someone edit us onto like the fucking Cushion Lyrics Tumblr?
Yeah.
Like put a swag fact over
yeah,
us.
Yeah, put a all swag right. fact. We're all like looking really fucking cool. And then put Andrew's badass baller blunt behind us.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Whoever thank does you. The best one will get Thanks. 6 years of free Patreon.
All right. 6 years in jail.
Sonic woke up out of his bed and onto the floor and was still angry. Now Sonic was Black Sonic, and he had a tattoo. Sonic got ready for school by putting on scary things like chains and spiky collars that made him look bad and went to high school. Sonic went to his classes, but did not do what he was told to do in class. He did not talk to anyone, and instead, he went on the computer and looked at videos of cigarettes and knives. I told you guys about the guy I saw doing that once, right?
Yeah, you did. Imagine looking up videos of cigarettes.
Yeah, no, yeah. For everyone who hasn't heard that story, it's literally just the stoner guy I knew. I remember sitting next to him in design class. I looked over and he was just looking at pictures of weed on Google.
So fucking funny.
That's epic.
See, like guys like that would be the type of guys to develop the fucking big ass baller blunt. Like that is
exactly. I don't know if that guy had the developer body in him.
Well,
I think
with
he's
name,
more of a consumer.
Yeah. But like if you were to come up with a blunt name, it would be like, oh, the big ass baller blunt.
I would.
Anyway.
The basketball blunt.
Just looking at stuff in their room.
The Jurassic Park Wego set blunt.
The pair of shoes blunt.
The Shaquille O'Neal poster blunt.
Shaquille O'Neal fathead blunt.
The Shaquille
the 2K12
O'Neal
blunt.
Papa John's pizza box
the
blunt.
The Xbox 360 blunt.
The blunt.
All right. Sonic
the abusive
then arrived.
Stepdad blunt. Sorry. So to get one more.
The pedophilic uncle blunt.
The recently torn asshole blunt.
The cum sock blunt.
All right, pull it back in.
The rug blunt.
Sonic then arrived near the lunchroom, which is where they were having lunch, Sonic's friends. Sonic just looked in from outside, while
Sonic's
everyone was inside blunt. And no one was outside. But Sonic, like an alive snowman that looks in your window on Christmas. Sonic saw Amy and Rouge looking still skinny, but now eating food in such a happy way. Sonic could hear them talking.
Wow, I am so glad we are out of detention,
said Amy to Rouge.
Yes, thanks to Silver, we have been escaped from detention,
said Rouge to Amy. It looked like Silver did the hero thing to do and saved Amy and Rouge from detention, and now they were out. Sonic was not happy about it, though, being black.
Haggard bitches,
said Sonic to the window next to the door that he was looking through into the lunchroom from outside. Sonic saw Tails and Espio and all the other people go over to Amy and Rouge, laughing and smiling, that he hung out with before he turned black. And he got mad and sad and left. Sonic left the school completely, which is really bad and will get you in big trouble, and went to the Chinese restaurant. Sonic got some Chinese food and ate it. And with his food came a magical fortune cookie. Sonic opened the cookie and ate the cookie, but kept the paper. And it said,
"You will not have any friends if you're black."
I like the context, like, obviously in the context of this, Sonic has just, like, painted his hair black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is his body, so he is now. But, like, can you imagine being the Chinese guy who writes this out, not knowing? Like, this fortune is just talking about black people.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
That's what makes the writing so genius. It just, it doesn't think about any of that.
Exactly.
It ignores it all, yeah. It's great.
It's about your very racist Chinese fortune cookie maker.
Sonic thought about what it said and wondered what it could mean and what it could mean to him. Because it was so mysterious, always reading these cookies and their messages.
No, it is. I mean, it usually is, but in this instant it wasn't. In this instance, it was very clear. It was explicit in what it meant. Yeah.
Yeah. You will not have any friends.
This is the least mysterious fortune cookie you can get, basically.
Yeah. It might as well have just called them
Sonic. I forgot fortune cookies were like a trope in this story. Yeah. I had completely forgotten this is a recurring
theme. It's a recurring
theme.
Yeah. It's a callback to like the earlier episodes.
How else do you get a fortune?
After Sonic went back to school and missed one of his classes but went to the next one. But on the way into high school, the hole man tried to stop Sonic, but Sonic punched him right in the face so hard that he almost died and got past him. Sonic finished his school day and then went home and punched things, leaving holes in everything that showed he was stronger than everyone now. Sonic also looked at porn that was not like he usually did. Now with things like Africans and dragons.
Is dragons is dragons an exclusively black people thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is he like saying
Africans
like
Africans and dragons?
Yeah, that like the like only
he's a
thing
furry
I,
now.
Well, the only thing I could interpret is that it's equally outlandish for him to watch porn with dragons in it as it is for him to watch porn with with Africans in it.
I'm interpreting it the other way, where it's like he thinks now that he's black, he can only watch BBC. So, but also that implies to me, exactly, it also implies that for some reason, only black people watch dragon porn as well.
Sonic was becoming so scary. Even though he was very scary now, though, as Black Sonic, his balls still were the same and did not get cured.
No.
Yeah, because he didn't do it, he just died himself. It became night in the world, but Sonic did not go to sleep like a normal person. In fact, when it got really dark out, Sonic got out of his room from the window and left. Sonic left and went to a bad neighborhood and bought drugs like marijuana and ate some of them and kept the rest in his pocket. Sonic moved on from the bad neighborhood to where he wanted to go to next, Amy's house. Sonic's brain was now being controlled by drugs and he was becoming even worse than when he was just black. It's so hard to not laugh every time they say that.
Just outside Amy's house, fucking jerking his fucking ring off.
Sonic went to Amy's window and looked into it and saw her sleeping on her bed like a DVD not being used.
That's such a good analogy.
What he's basically saying is a woman is just a hole.
Oh, right.
That too. But
that's
I mean,
if they're not being used, then what's the point?
Yeah. That too, but also, thanks. Like, I really see it. Like, if you're sleeping like an unused DVD, you're straight like...
Yeah.
You're flat.
Yeah, that is a great analogy. Like, it makes you think a little bit, and then you're like, yo.
There's bits of genius in
which
here.
Is all the best analogies.
That's horrible, and it does not make me think of anything. That shit's okay.
Imagine a DVD on the floor. That's for sleeping.
It's like,
really think about
a DVD on the floor. It wouldn't be doing anything either.
That's true.
Yeah, but the DVD's got like a flatness to it.
I guess.
It's got a flatness to it.
Let us know if your team Amy's good analogy or not.
Yeah.
Leave 16 comments below. His head filled up with anger, but it was in a way that he actually became kind of happy and angry and laughed. Like he wanted to do something bad to her. Sonic looked down at his tattoo that said, "Fuck girls," and it reminded him of what she had done to him. Sonic was so evil that he punched through the window and ran fast right to Amy's bed. And she started to wake up a little from being in sleep mode. Her eyes were just blinking a little, and she obviously could not see well at all. And especially could not see Sonic because it was dark, and he was now black, which was like camouflage.
I was in sleep mode.
Sonic just grinned at her with an evil look. And just as she started to open her eyes and see his white eyes above her, he punched her right in the face. Amy was now in a lot of pain, but still confused and surprised. And maybe thought she was nightmaring. But no, it was real. And new Black Sonic on drugs.
From the makers of...
From the makers
Sonic
of...
Black Sonic on drugs.
New Black Sonic
new
on drugs.
Black Sonic on drugs.
But no, it was real. And new Black Sonic on drugs was about to beat all of the shit out of her.
All of her shit out of her.
All of her shit.
All of her shit. Not he's not being the shit. He's literally trying to extrude the feces from her like a toothpaste.
All of it.
Yeah.
So
fuck you, girl!
He screamed, but still smiled and punched her more in the face until all of her teeth got knocked out and she was like a grandma who could only eat pudding and not steak. Amy was now screaming and crying, but he stuck a thing in her mouth and she couldn't do anything. He was so mad and under the powers of marijuana, and he looked at her and she looked so afraid and scared, but he was still smiling and angry. Sonic's black rage was coming out through his fists with violence. But all of a sudden, Amy kicked her foot up and hit Sonic right in the balls. Thank God, because the blankest were over Amy's foot as she did this, so she did not touch Sonic's ball disease. It still hurt him very much though, and he fell off the bed and it was in pain from being hit in the balls, which is the most powerful spot on a man. So it hurts the hardest because it is like the information superhighway of your body.
It's like the internet of the man.
Superhighway. All of our thoughts and memories are stored into balls. Yeah.
The information super penis. Super penis to Sean.
Balls are running Internet Explorer.
Super I.
You come and it's just the dial-up noise.
You come and it's just like...
You put your dick in a girl and like her pussy goes boop a beep. You plug in like a flash drive or something.
Boop a beep. It's just the Discord like entering a call and it's...
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada bing, bada bing, bada bing. That's when a girl spreads her legs.
True.
Sonic hurt so much from this that it was like a hit to his brain and all of the drugs fell off his brain. Sonic suddenly looked around him and saw he was in Amy's room. He ran over to the bed, kind of knowing what just happened, but wondering if it was a dream, like Amy was thinking, but it was not. But it was not. It's written there twice, by the way.
You know what's interesting is he could have just kept that information superhighway thing for the next line where he starts talking about your brain. Is like the information superhighway of your body.
Yeah.
But... he blew it early.
He's getting his balls crossed.
Yeah.
Sonic was lying over Amy's body, and they were both perfectly still like a couple of candy canes, but one was sitting on an invisible bench over the other. What the fuck? Their eyes were both so big as they looked at each other, both scared and shocked at what it was that was happening. Amy's mouth was all bloody and no teeth was in it, like a hole that went straight to China, but instead it was to her boobs and then vagina.
Damn, Amy, let me get some of that gummy.
Sonic and Amy did not say anything either. Sonic suddenly looked sad and scared and got out of her bed and backed away toward the side of the room and ran out of it. Sonic was feeling so many feelings, being scared and sad and shocked and surprised. He could feel little baby tears at the sides of his eyes, like Jewish people being thrown up in the air at a bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvah.
Hey, I've been to a lot of bar mitzvahs. They don't be crying.
Yeah, I thought it's like a deliberately exciting thing. Yeah, it's like, woo!
Shalom!
Shalom! Wait, is that how you spell bar mitzvah? Like a bar mitzvah?
No. That's not even close to how you spell it.
Bar mitzvah.
He ran and ran as fast as he could straight down the road. He ran out of the town and through the forest like a deer that could use a car.
That's a banger. That's the best one yet. He was desperate for that. Just like, fuck, what's in a forest that goes fast through a forest?
A deer that can drive a car.
That's got to be the fastest guy
A deer
guy
that
ever.
Can use a car that the car also gets to go around the trees and it doesn't hit the trees. And also the car goes as fast as a rocket ship and God. Then... He's just like...
That is genuinely a hilarious line. Yeah. That is so funny.
God damn.
Oh my God. I need to use that somewhere.
Yeah, please slip that into a video.
Yeah, please do.
He ran out of town and through the forest like a deer that could use a car into the edge of the forest where there was a giant cliff. Sonic ran off the edge of the cliff in order to die.
We are gathered here today to put Sonic into the ground,
said the funeral man.
Sonic died the other day. A security camera in the woods saw Sonic run off a cliff and he fell all the way down and hit the ground at the bottom next to the river. His his body got so messed up, he is dead for sure.
That motherfucker is gone. Imagine
being at a funeral and they're trying to convince you like he's definitely
he's dead.
Dead
for sure.
He's absolutely dead.
I did. Don't take Bexies. He's really dead.
Courtney,
he's
just dead. So everyone fully for understands sure. that Sonic is dead, can you replay the Sonic's death scene?
Oh, there's a security camera just like on a tree.
Yeah, like 40 yeah. miles out of town, there's a security camera watching Sonic go as fast as a deer using a car off the fucking cliff into the fucking.
I guess he meant like a trail cam, but he just said security camera because he's fucking
no,
I
definitely
stupid.
Said security camera.
Dude, even someone
security
setting a trail. Dude, like, what would a trail. What are you going to put a trail camera next to a cliff to just watch the deer fly off the edge
fall
or some
off,
shit?
Yeah.
Like, I guess
hey, man,
honestly,
like, yeah,
honestly
would
be
fire. That'd be fucking funny.
Yeah, no, that'd be fire.
If you've got a deer fall off a cliff on a trail cam, it'd be like finding gold. Like, this is going straight on America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
This is going to get me so much karma.
Like, look at how our nation was falling. It used to be you'd see a funny video and get excited to put it on America's Funniest Home Videos. Now you're just excited to farm karma.
Was there an Australia's Funniest Home Video?
Nah, we just used yours. But like, I used to love America's Funniest Home Videos as a kid. That shit was so funny. Yeah.
That shit. No, I very much enjoyed it too. It was like ridiculousness without the fucking annoying.
Okay.
Without
yeah.
annoying woman.
Everyone was at the funeral place where which they decided to put in the garden of the school so that they could bury B-E-R-R-Y Sonic at high school title drop, which is where he spent most of his time as a teen. All of Sonic's friends were right there.
Sorry.
All of Sonic's friends who were there were attending his funeral.
Everybody looked sad.
Tails was right in front and was crying.
Oh,
I can see where you've been placed.
It's the best part, dude.
It is the best part.
And next to him was Amy, who was crying the most. And she was hugging Sonic's mum with her face in her boobs, who was crying too, but not so loud. Like a honking horn on a bike that she was not squeezing too hard. Everyone was so sad because Sonic is now dead. There was also Rouge and Cream, who was wearing a big ring with a really big shiny white Jew in it.
And they was up on the seat like at the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, the bar mitzvah.
I'm assuming it means jewel, but it does say jewel.
Yeah, missing a couple of letters.
And they were also crying because they are women and they cannot control their emotions.
Their emotoins.
That's like their information superhighway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls' information superhighway is their freaking heart.
Freaking emotional stupid heads.
Bitch ass.
Stupid bitches.
Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. were there and being held and crying and a baby. And there was also Silver, who was crying a little. And even Espio too was crying a little. Where they all were. Mrs. Lesson was there and she was crying. Which made her look uglier. And the lunch lady was there too. And even though she was very big and strong, she cried too. Because Sonic is dead. Sonic's Chinese doctor was there also. He did not cry because... Oh, come on.
Come on.
You gotta read it.
Oh my god.
I do not approve of what I'm about to read.
You're
this
reading
is
a
fan fiction.
Just read it.
Jesus Christ.
Sonic's Chinese doctor was there too also. He did not cry because his eyes were too small to let them tears out.
Everybody be very straight faced. We the Beef Boys, we do not approve of this.
We do not condone
this. We do not
this
approve of this message.
Clear
Chinese
racism.
People are cool.
Charmy and Victor were not at Sonic's funeral because they were dead now. Blaze the cat was not there because no one liked her and no one invited her.
Damn.
Amy looked at Rouge and said to Rouge,
very sad though. She said she was going to come to Sonic's funeral. She's not here.
Amy sounded weird and sad, and she did not have any teeth, so all of her words came out so idiotly. It was like she was a ghost who could not speak a language that humans could understand. She usually did not talk now that she did not teeth, because Sonic punched them out of her mouth and into space before he killed himself.
I do not know. Is that he could be late, that he is not here?
Said Rouge back to Amy in a sad way. They were right. Shadow was not there. Shadow was dark, and even he was not dark enough to not go to Sonic's fun reel.
Come on, kids. Don't think about it as a funeral. Think it about a fun reel.
It's a fun reel.
Dude, I swear the author has, like, given up this chapter. Like, these sentences are increasingly ridiculous and don't make sense.
Yeah, they are.
That's what, like, happened with fucking
Ebobi,
My Immortal, near the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was gearing up to go on a big vacation, so it's like...
That's right.
Fair Who enough. Gives a shit about this?
Tails,
said Amy, now to Tails instead of Rouge, who was on the other side of her, more towards the middle of it.
Where is Shadow? Shadow is not here.
Tails looked really sad and crying some. James?
What?
Oh.
And everyone thought he is going to kill himself in a few days because he's so sad, and his best friend is now his dead friend.
Bars.
Yeah.
I do not know, and it is pissing me off. I should send a robot to kill him,
said Tails, sounding mad and sad. Amy made a sad and disappointing face and said,
High school drama is so crazy.
Then the funeral man went back to the front like a standing racehorse going to the front and started talking again.
Hello, family and friends and teenagers. We are now going to talk about why we love Sonic so much and we miss him. Everyone, please come up and say a nice thing about Sonic so we can remember him before we put him down.
My camera just died.
Oh, no.
Tails got up first and went to the spot where he was and said,
Sonic was my best friend. He was the coolest and fastest, and he always knew what to do when we were bored and wanted to have fun. We lived in different houses, but it is like we did not, because we saw each other on the bus. I miss Sonic.
Tails started to cry more.
Oh.
And everyone thought that was sad, and Tails went back. Then Amy and Sonic's mum both did not go because they were both crying too much. And Amy was embarrassed of her no teeth at all.
Oh my God.
Then got up Rouge, who was holding Knuckles and Knuckles Jr. like a sexy pelican carrying two watermelons in its mouth.
What? Did they just take analogy class in like fourth grade? What is happening this episode?
Yeah.
What, like, he learned what like and as means and just went in.
Yeah.
I am going to miss Sonic so much. He was such a cool and nice guy with the best morals. And everyone knew his penis was bigger than everyone else's.
Rouge was so sex-thinking. But it was okay. Because it is all about saying good things about the dead person at a funeral. And everyone nodded anyway. Because it was. Knuckles said,
I am a baby now, but I have always been Sonic's friend. I miss him and want to thank care of him for taking care of me as a baby and helping me with my schoolwork as a baby now.
And then Knuckles Jr. said,
I only knew Sonic for a few weeks, but he is the coolest guy I have ever known. He was so fast and smart and good at everything. I wish he didn't kill himself.
Then Espio went and said some more sad things, and so did Cream and Silver and the rest of everyone, like a conga line of being sad. The lunch lady said that she will always miss Sonic and that he was a nice boy and that she wanted to take him and his friends to see Asia. And Sonic's doctor said that it might not be so bad that Sonic died because now his bull disease has been neutralized.
Naturalized.
Nice. Well, God, you know.
By the time everyone was done saying things about Sonic, they were all so tired from crying and hungry that they needed to stop and have some food. They had caramel because Sonic really liked it after that time he had it on vacation. And they had soda because it always made them smile.
The cation.
Soda makes bubbles and it is cool because how do they do it? I don't know, bro.
That's my favorite line of the whole thing.
That's so good.
Soda makes bubbles, and it is cool because how do they do it?
My man's just fascinated with the natural world. With
that's
he just
epic.
Like shook his head like after writing. He wrote that down. He was like,
"The streets ain't ready for this one."
How do they do it?
But still, even after they did all this, Shadow was not here, and some people thought that was rude. And Tails was about to find him and cut his
homo throat.
Shadow is still not here,
said Tails, just out loud to everyone and not really anyone.
What the heck?
Okay, stop eating. We are gonna put Sonic into the ground forever.
Everyone started like to yelp.
It's like, yeah. Stop!
No more!
Stop!
It's over!
This gotta go!
The Hedgehog!
Spoons up!
Everyone started to yelp and cry.
Yelp!
Because that meant Sonic would never come back. Because you would never get so tired digging him up. Wait, because you would get so tired digging him up that even... Holy shit. That you would quit even if he was alive.
Wait!
The next bar is killing me.
Even if he knew his boy was alive underground, you're like, well, you I already did this once, dude.
It's so deep, it's...
It's just, like, come on, you shouldn't have done 6 feet.
Me to my friend is 3 inches from the surface, and I get tired.
Sorry, bro. Everyone went back to the sitting zone and sat in chairs, and the funeral man and his dead person workers picked up the coffin like it was only a cotton candy suitcase and lifted it over the big hole in the ground they made for Sonbic.
Okay, here he goes,
said the funeral man, and they dropped the coffin into the hole and it made a loud sound.
No, wait,
said a voice from the back, and would you guess it? It was Shadow, who was now here at the funeral, finally here after it was almost done. And then he said,
I have to say something about my friend before you cover him up with the dirt.
Shadow walked up to the front and Tails reached out, punched him right in the balls as he was walking by. And it put Shadow's balls out of business.
I'm sorry, babe. These balls are out of commission.
Sorry, babe. I gotta file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on these balls. Don't be late. Why are you late? This is so mean to Sonic and everyone.
Said Tails, screamingly. Shadow was going backwards in pain because his balls felt like two apples getting eaten by birds.
Ew. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I have a reason. Just listen.
Said Shadow back in pain to Tails. Shadow finished being in Super Bowl pain, 64, and went to the speaking area and said,
is this thing on? Listen, everyone. Sonic, who died, has always been my friend.
The dead one.
I may be a dark guy, and I may disagree with Sonic sometimes, but he is always my friend, and I miss him so much, even though it has only been a few days since he jumped off the big cliff and messed up his body to death. But I have something I think everyone will all like.
Shadow took out a bag that looked glowing from it.
I spent my whole life collecting the Ultra Chaos Emeralds, and these are them. What they do is grant you one wish when you use them, and then you have to go hide them before you die, and after 100 years, someone else can find them and use them. Well, it is time that they are used once again.
Shadow held the bag of them up in the air and said,
I'm making fucking mac and cheese. Ultra Chaos Emeralds. I call up the gods and use you to bring the powers down and give them to me to grant my wish. I wish.
And he did a dramatic stop, and everyone looked shocked and amazed and surprised at what he was going to wish for. What would Shadow wish for? Is it going to be a lot of money? Imagine.
It'd be so funny if it was.
He was like,
I wish under $6.
Shadow raised his face up.
I wish to bring Sonic back to healthy life.
Beautiful.
And I'm making fucking mac and cheese and nobody can stop me.
The bag glowed really hard and everyone was making a big deal and talking and going around. Ooh. The funeral man and his people got up Sonic's coffin out of the hole and put it back in front of everyone. The funeral man used his tool to open the coffin and there was Sonic. He talked to him, shook him, and checked for a heartbeat. But no, fairy tales are not real. And Sonic was dead.
And checked for a hard beat. He's checking to see if
he's beating him off.
I wasn't expecting Sonic to not revive, bro. I thought he was about to get hit with the res.
I wonder if he'll come back to life in the next chapter.
Well, you have to find out next time.
In the finale,
Sonic Ball Z.